News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Helen, you think we shouldn't be giving gifts at all? Tell us why.
Well, I just want to caveat that by saying, actually, what you just said about quality time in the poll, that is what I think is a good gift. So spending time with the people that you love in meaningful ways. But this year, I just made the decision of, like, the physical presence that no one really wants. Again, as that poll has demonstrated, people would rather just have money than some present that they didn't really want in the first place and then have to kind of pretend to enjoy or take back or whatever else. I just think, why are we all wasting our time? If we want to make each other happy, that clearly is not the best way to go about it. No one really likes Christmas shopping. I've never met anyone
it's
who actually
stressy,
enjoys
but,
it.
But hang on, if I can come up with a present that I think someone's going to really like, I do enjoy getting that and I do enjoy giving that. I do. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they don't really like it. But the, you know, I accept that it's stressful and I accept that it's expensive buying loads of presents. But if you can, in your mind, at least, come up with something nice for other people, is that not a good thing?
It's not a bad thing, but it's just, I think it's quite rare. When I think about, like, the last few Christmases and think about the number of gifts, like, I really do try and think about what this person might like. But when you're trying to do it en masse at Christmas, it's kind of different for a birthday or something. But at Christmas, you're trying to buy for, I don't know, 10, 20 people. It depends how many people you buy for. That is a lot of pressure. That's a lot of people to try and think of this kind of unique gift to express your love for them. And actually, isn't the real kind of expression of that going, right, like, either we plan something to do together, let's go for a really nice dinner, let's go to a show, or, like, you
but
know them well enough to go, okay, let us surprise
that.
You with something.
Do people do that? And what I mean is if we do away with Christmas gifts and we kind of go, oh, we're not having them anymore, we're going to spend lovely time with each other, isn't it quite easy to go, well, we'll do that after Christmas. In January, we'll get together. And then you never do. And basically, we just stop showing any kind of sign of I do know what you're saying, right, in terms of people getting things and they don't want them and we get too many things. And I think that might be a reflection of the fact that we live in a wealthier society than we once did. Because back in a couple of decades ago.
It's all gone a bit crazy now.
A couple of decades ago when we didn't have much, if someone gave you a nice jumper or a pair of earrings or something, you were genuinely pleased because it added to your collection of two other jumpers or one other pair of earrings and you were like, oh, this is fantastic. People are different now and they buy things themselves when they want something. So it is different. But I wonder, will we actually do all this lovely time spending with each other? Will we actually make the effort to you know, do the quality time thing? And actually, will we just end up doing nothing for each other at all?
Well, I mean, that's kind of up to us. You have to have some real intentionality about it. I think you either in advance go, are you free on this date? Right, we're putting it in now, and you make it happen. Or you kind of give them the option, but you do a proper, like, I owe you this activity. Or even if you don't have much money, we are just going to mark out this time that we spend together one-on-one because life gets really busy, kids get in the way, you know, we don't make that time for each other. Of course, it would be easy for nothing to happen, but, you know, you have to have the willpower to want to show that you love people.
I think, as you said,
I think it's changed because we our society has completely changed and it's so driven by overconsumption and we buy too much and we buy all the time and it's so easy. Click of a button, whatever we want,
but
it arrives
at our door.
Is
it less consumerist though? Is it less consumerist to say to somebody, I'm going to take you up on a hot air balloon or I'm going to buy you a lovely dinner? Is that less consumerist than giving them a jumper? Do you know what I mean? Aren't they both?
I think so, because that's an experience so my kind of angle coming at it this year was really thinking about the planet, not
so the sustainable. So it's not the money
but
consumerism. Yeah, it's producing
stuff. Yeah, there's so much stuff in the world now, and when you think about how much of it we're giving at Christmas that people don't really want, that feels to me like this colossal waste. Whereas eat some nice food, it's, you know, it's gone. You haven't kind of contributed to that.
Okay. Someone has texted in to fully agree with you, by the way. Helen says, this woman is 100% correct. Gift giving for adults is a nonsense. It's materialistic, bad for the environment, waste of time and stressy. We live in a time of peak abundance. Gift giving has been around forever, from a time when people had nothing. So gift giving had a purpose. Adults do not give gifts anymore. There is something in that, because I do know now if I need something or want something, I go off and I tap at my own credit card. So it is quite different. Whereas I do remember when I was given things as a child by my parents, or Santa arrived with his presents, it was genuinely exciting because I didn't really have very much stuff.
Yeah, and that was the only time you would get the thing that you wanted. Or, you know, if you had pocket money, you'd save for a really long time.
I just don't think
we live in that world anymore.
Look, I suspect lots of people would agree with you, and it is a really interesting conundrum, although I'm not quite willing to give up the gift thingy as yet. Maybe that's just habit, ritual, tradition. I don't know, but I do sort of take all of your points, and thank you for joining us. That's Helen Coffey, their senior feature writer for The Independent UK. Just a quick text on this. As our extended family gets bigger, we decided to get together for a meal before Christmas and keep gifts for immediate family, i.e. our kids. And as our parents get older, it's become a really important get together every year. Yeah, that makes sense. That is lovely. But I think families get together anyway at Christmas as well.
They do, but I just think it makes sense not to.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.